welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
Amen. Very quickly, we want to consider shortly, because of our time, the book of John chapter 4, verse 1, we'll read down to 20 or thereabout, as the Lord help us. We'll compare some things there with John chapter 3 and the book of Mark chapter 10 and 17. You know, just briefly, I pray the Lord will grant us speed in the name of Jesus. So therefore, we start from the book of John, chapter 4. Are we all there? I read from verse 1. Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize but his disciple, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee, but he needed to go through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. Verse 7, where we'll be considering our issues from. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you being a Jew, ask a drink from me, Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealing with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as a son and his livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drink of this water will thirst, but whoever drink of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband, and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, You have well said, "I have no husband, for you have had 5 husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly." Then verse 19. The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worship on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will never on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jew. But the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is Spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. May the Lord bless His word in our hearts in Jesus' name. Now, I had to make that long reading because we may not be able to go through it, but I will be making references to some of the things that we have read. I discover since we started that the Lord has been pointing to matters between the book of John chapter 3, John chapter 4, and Mark chapter 10 verse 7, talking about the story of the man Nicodemus, the other one talking about the young rich man in the book of Mark chapter 17. And now this matter, and I began to see things that some of the things that are common with these men. Also with the other man that God told, that Jesus said to, that you are near the kingdom, but you are not in yet. You are around the kingdom. Now, first of all, the first matter I very quickly want us to consider here is in verse 7. About the woman that came to draw water. Jesus was at a place, as I know, that Jesus is here. He has been here since we started and is still here. And came the woman. The woman came to meet Jesus there. It was a meeting with Jesus Christ. Even though the understanding of this woman, or the woman's understanding of the person that she was meeting with, was so little. A wrong understanding of her meeting with Jesus Christ was made her to almost lose what Jesus Christ wanted to do in our lives. The wrong understanding of the person, of the presence of the person she was meeting with, made her to almost take lightly matters that Jesus Christ is in with her. The first thing Jesus said to her was, "Said, give me a drink." Because she doesn't know who was telling her, give me a drink. As possibly, so many of us have been coming since Thursday, and possibly might not be taking the presence that is raising matter with you seriously. You know, when the woman met with Jesus, what she was saying was an ordinary man. Amen. Am I correct? She saw an ordinary man by the well. Just as some of us might possibly be seeing an ordinary man teaching us in the person of who has been coming. And we are not saying that Jesus was raising Martha and he had to use a vessel. And that vessel was only a vessel, but Jesus was the person speaking. Amen. So, in that place, that woman saw an ordinary man. And she was arguing with her. That who are you to ask me to give you a drink? Amen. So the first issue that I warn us, you know, is different from the man Nicodemus that knew the person he was meeting. Do you understand? Nicodemus knew that this is Jesus. He was the person that went to the one that meeting. Amen. But this time, as you have come, maybe you have not settled it in your mind, sisters and brothers, that every line that is being said or that will still be given by the Holy Spirit are words that are being sent to you by God. Is Jesus himself speaking to you personally? Is Jesus addressing matters in your life? But because you are not seeing him in his full glory, or you have not allowed your mind or said to yourself that I am having a meeting with Jesus, so those words can be taken lightly. Some of them can even be excused the way can say, this is not for me. But I want us to come back home and begin to come on the same page with the Lord. so that you will have the understanding that every word sent to you by God's grace today, or that the Lord has been sending to you, is Jesus Christ speaking to you. Amen. Is Jesus Christ speaking to you? I wish I have a way to make you, convince yourself or bring yourself to that understanding that Jesus, now I acknowledge and understand that you are the one speaking to me. Forgive me the way I have been addressing and handling the matters that you have been raising all the while. But now, I want to take it serious. Amen. Now, until this woman came to that understanding, she was unable to get what Jesus had for her. Jesus will always make demand. But over the time, since Thursday, I know he has been making demand in your life. But because you do not know or understand the person that is making demand upon your life, you are taking it as some of those things that you used to hear here and there. Jesus said to the woman, "Give me a drink." Is that what I am here for? I am here to settle my own matter. You are saying I should address your own matter. What are you talking about? This cannot be Jesus speaking. Amen. The God that you know, just like Nicodemus, was a God that will always, that you want, or that you have always been running to, is a God that will always settle your matter. But saying, "Give me a drink." And you are saying, "I know, maybe I'm in the wrong place, or I'm not hearing. No, my own matter has not been raised yet." God is making demand. Jesus did not consider that this woman came to drink water. Just as we raised again, I see God coming to that matter again, that we know that you are the one that do miracle and all of that. And that is what you know him for. But this time, he is asking you for things. He is asking you to surrender. He is asking you to open up. And you are not used to such demand. I want to move away from there so that we can make progress. Now, at other point then, this woman raised a matter here. He said that, "Why will you, Chebi, you are a Jew and I'm a Samaritan, and normally we don't have relationship. We are not supposed to be doing what you are doing." Did you see it in your Bible? Or you want us to read it again? It's there. "So what is it? Why are you asking me?" And do you know what I'm saying there? I see God pointing knowledge, doctrines, and things that you have been given in the past as an hindrance to responding to what God is saying. And this is where I want to relate it with Nicodemus. This knowledge that you have has been able to carry you thus far. The things you have been taught in the past, the things that you have been given in the past, has brought you thus far. It has given you a confidence that is not true. Look at the man in the book of Mark chapter 10. I'm sure we all know that story. Time will not permit us to read all those verses, all those chapters or verses. The man, the young rich man, that ran to Jesus and said that, "What shall I do to be admitted?" And, when Jesus raised things with him, he said, "All these things I've been doing from my childhood. And I wonder, how come this knowledge was strong enough, or all the doctrine that was given to that one was strong enough to carry him from his childhood to that point, and yet it was not in." Nicodemus has a lot too, and he must have been walking in the level of confidence that, "Yes, we are the one that we are the one teaching, I am the, I'm one of those that are teaching the script. I'm one of those that is serving the Lord. So those knowledge that are capable of caging you outside the kingdom, yet you believe somehow that you are in. Those doctrines that the devil has strategically, used to tie you down, giving you a false confidence. Please, are you getting me? Do you understand? Giving you a false confidence and giving you and making you to be able to excuse some issues, some matters, and some characters and things that are not compatible with the life of Jesus Christ away, saying that no, we will still enter. We will. The Lord cannot be so wicked that he will throw his own the ones that he loves and he has created to hell. The Lord is a loving God and he forgives. And you keep on saying on that, and you have been riding on those understanding. You have been riding on such knowledge for so long, and here you are. The Lord is raising a matter with you. That gave me a drink. Now today, what I want us to do, because of time, as a matter of prayer, is to ask the Lord to set us free and break those doctrines, break those teachings, those understanding and false wisdom. The Lord will pull them away today so that we can see and enter. So that we can open up to the Lord. Please, do you understand what I'm saying? Let us rise to our feet. For this woman, this understanding, knowledge, and so and doctrines given to her was so strong that even when she perceived, at the point she said to perceive, and she said that, I perceive that you are a prophet. I perceive you are a prophet. But the Lord, we have been told that this is the place that we should be worshiping God. You see that not coming again. So at every point, those not will want to come in and stop you from accepting the offer of God. Please, those knowledge and doctrines will come again and want to make you close up and cage you in and give you a false confidence and make you look away from the warning that is coming. And make you look away and excuse yourself away from the destruction that is coming. So that you can miss the kingdom. Just to pray. And as I will be praying for myself too. That Lord, what are those things that has been given to me? Wrong doctrines or things that I personally feel or understand, have been holding on to. That has been stopping me from the full... from fully entering into the kingdom, for fully accepting your offer. Lord God, please, I pray today that you break such thing. I pray today that such thing that has been standing and strong, such knowledge, such doctrines, such wisdom, such understanding that is hindering me from accepting you or fully stepping into your kingdom. Lord God, break it off in my life in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Lord God, please, I pray, whatever it is, no matter how strong, no matter how old, some of this knowledge, some of these doctrines, they are very old. They are old and they are common. They are very common. In fact, it is popular even in the present day church. And yet it has been holding you back from receiving all that the Lord himself has packaged for you. From accepting and responding to the call of God upon your life. Lord God, I pray today that you pull down such knowledge. In the name of Jesus, every stronghold in the name of religion, false understanding, wisdom and knowledge from the world system, Lord God, the understanding from man, Lord God, I pray you break them down, that I've been holding on to as excuses, that I've been holding on to from, that has been refusing me, stopping me and hindering me from releasing myself to you, or responding to the call of God upon my
my life. Lord God, I pray today. Please, Lord. Please, Lord. Please, Lord, I ask today that you pull them down. In the name of Jesus. Lord, pull them down, oh God. No matter how old they are.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
080-334-8-0058 081-333-8536
080-745-5817 081-409-9123
or visit our blogspot at
www.reformationplatform.com. When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life?